paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another Dark Minisode. On our Dark Minisodes, it's listener experiences only, and the experiences that we cover were just that bit too short to use as a main episode on the Dark Paranormal. But as ever, we do endeavour to try and make sure everyone who submits their experience gets heard by our listeners, so they either find their place here on a Dark Minisode or on our Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites. Don't forget, our Patreons will have received this episode both early and ad-free on Monday, as well as every other episode we release on this feed, as well as those Dark Bites episodes each and every Sunday of the year, even on the downtime between seasons. So if that sounds like your thing, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And don't forget, if you have your own personal paranormal experience, do send it on in to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And irrelevant of its length, we will ensure that it finds the ears of like-minded and interested individuals. Just like the short, but very interesting email that we have for today's minisode. I believe it touches on astral projection, which is something I believe I encountered myself at 16. However, in my case, I was attempting to do it. And no, I've never succeeded since. This individual seems to have managed to do it involuntarily and to evade something. But let's see exactly what they have to say. Hello, Kevin. I would like to wish you and all of the listeners a warm welcome. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I really enjoy it. I like listening to the experiences of other people and getting a chill up my spine when listening to some of the stories. I find the podcast very interesting, and therefore, I would like to share my own very real experience. I hope you enjoy. My story begins years ago. I'm 24 now, but I can still recall it very clearly. It all began when I was on summer vacation, going into 8th grade. Now, I've always believed in the paranormal. I love watching paranormal movies, hearing spooky experiences, and so on. Although, just for myself, I never wanted to experience anything so scary. I just never wanted to mess with it. And so I do find it a little weird that this all happened to me, especially as it was so very random. The day that this happened was just a normal, ordinary day. I did whatever I did that day, and then after dinner, I got myself ready for bed in the evening. Now, before I go on, I would like to say that I've never once in my whole life up to that point had any experience with the paranormal in that house at all. It was just my house. Nothing was ever scary or anything like that. So I did my nightly routine, and I got into bed, which was set up with the headboard against the wall. If I turned my head to the left of me, my door was two steps away. Admittedly, I always slept with a light on, because I had such a terrible fear of the dark. And so the light was always on at night, but in this case, the light would be of no help. Now that I was all cozy and tucked in, I lay there with my eyes closed, waiting to fall into a deep sleep. Unfortunately, I did not. It was so weird. I woke up in an instant state of absolute terror. The atmosphere in the room was full of dread and fear. It didn't feel right at all. I somehow just knew that there was something very wrong and that I had to get away. I needed to get out of my room. I could feel my heart pounding out of my chest, and my breathing was rapid, almost breaking me into a panicked sweat as my eyes scanned the entire room, afraid of what I might find. Even in the middle of this overwhelming amount of fear, I could tell that one of the things that was off was that my room didn't look quite right. It was like there was a very brief second in which I realized this was a dream. And then that thought was gone because I was too scared to think about anything else. Now, whenever I dream, they're always very real. And I always know that I'm dreaming. That's just how it works for me. And then it happened so fast. One moment I was sitting upright in bed, petrified as I looked around my room, and the next moment it was like a swoosh feeling. And I was above my room. I was on top of the ceiling, on the opposite side of my room in the corner. I was just so shocked. As I looked down, I could see myself in bed. My body was in bed, laying down, but this made no sense. I didn't understand how I could seemingly be in two places at once while being in the same room, if that makes any sense. What made it worse was that my fear was growing. I had the most horrible feeling of fear that I had to get away. That he was coming. I didn't know who he was, but I was about to. Then, just as swiftly, I was no longer above my room. I was flung back into my body, laying down in bed, unable to move, with my head turned facing my door. My instinct was to run. That was gripping at me. It was deep inside, screaming at me that I was in danger, and this was very, very bad. But the light was no longer there, and it was fairly dark in the doorway. I think I could feel myself wanting to cry, but I couldn't. And then I saw him. He was standing there, staring at me. I don't know how I knew it was a he, but I just did. And I just knew that he was evil. That he shouldn't be here. And that under no circumstances should he be near me. He was so tall, the height of my doorway. I remember he had overalls on. I remember looking at him, but I couldn't see his face. It was like I was being prevented from seeing his face. But without seeing it, I had the most sickening feeling of knowing, for certain, he was smiling at me.
Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid on client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It felt like time was moving so slow, like this moment would never end. I actually thought this was where something was going to happen to me and I wasn't going to be able to do anything about it. And then I woke up. I wasn't dreaming anymore. I woke up. I was in my bed and my room was full of daylight. But I could still feel a small amount of danger lingering. And I physically could not move nor speak. I tried to sit up, but I couldn't. I desperately tried to scream, but it was no use. I just lay there in bed, locked in. And then it stopped. I could feel my room becoming normal again. And just like that, I shot up in my bed and I was just sitting there in my bed in a cold sweat, trying to register everything that happened. Some tears had fallen as my first thought was to call for my mother. And I had tried. My mouth moved. My throat was straining in attempts to call for her, but no words would come out. And then, all of a sudden, I was able to jump out of my bed and run out of my room. That experience is honestly the scariest thing I've ever experienced, and I have no idea why it came out of nowhere. It's never made any sense to me. But after that, I started to have other things happen to me. There were times when I thought I saw something in the corner of my eye. Or there was a time when I was in my bedroom and I leaned over on the top of my bed to adjust my lamp on the nightstand. When all of a sudden, I distinctly heard something hiss at me. Well, I've never owned a cat, and my small little dog was nowhere near me. For a while, I would always think that there might be something in that house, because I would just get a sense that there was something there. I also had this horrible fear of our basement.
I never wanted to go down alone or at night. Which was silly, really, because our basement was our laundry room. And next to it, what could be considered a smaller apartment. Plus, at the time, my grandfather lived down there, and he never mentioned a feeling negative at all. My mother is the kind of person that doesn't believe in ghosts, but she did understand that I was scared when I would protest going downstairs at night. She would just tell me that everything will be all right because God will protect me. And I do believe in that. But it was hard when you go through what I went through and try not to be scared. After some time, I was a freshman in high school. And this is where it all had its dramatic end. There was a day where my mother asked me to go downstairs to get something, and I reluctantly agreed. I opened the door that led downstairs, and I was about to take my first step, and I felt hands on my back, and they pushed. I went tumbling down the staircase. Thank God they weren't so long. I laid on my back on that stairway in a fair amount of pain and utter bewilderment and confusion. I considered myself lucky because although the staircase was short, there are metal frames on the ends of the steps. And I don't think it would have ended well if I'd landed on my head. My mother had rushed over and started panicking, calling for my dad. I assured them I was okay, and for some reason chose to not tell them the whole story, just saying I tripped and fell, even though the feeling of being pushed was drilled into my memory. Not long after, I began waking up covered in bruises, and I mean covered. My legs were so full of bruises, I was afraid to go to gym class because everyone would see my legs. Even my parents started to ask questions, asking me what happened and saying that it was really weird. And at the time, I just decided to talk to my mother about everything from the beginning. This part makes me happy, though. Because even though she didn't believe in ghosts or anything like that, the one thing about my mother is that if anything was threatening me or my younger brother, it was going to have her to answer to. That day, my mother went through every single room of the house with her carton of holy water, blessing everything with prayer. She did so as if she was daring whatever was going on to just try and challenge her. And amazingly, after almost 2 years, it was all over. That horrible feeling was gone. The bruises cleared up, and I never got them again. I never experienced anything threatening like that ever again to this day. And I no longer have a fear of the basement. I honestly don't know why it all happened, and I don't know what it was at all. But I am grateful that my mother somehow put an end to it, after I finally opened up more and explained what I was going through. I'm sorry if this email's pretty long, but I hope that my story is something that you and the listeners find worth listening to. And for anyone going through something along the lines of what I have, I hope at some point it comes to pass. If anyone would like to hear another story that's on the brighter side, please let me know. Thank you for listening. Please take care, everyone. Sincerely, Sophia. Well, thank you so much, Sophia, for providing this week's minisode, and I must admit, part of it is featured because it struck a chord with me. The language that you use to describe your out-of-body experience is more or less verbatim what happened to me when I encountered my supposedly intentional astral projection. And I'm sure I've told you about this before, But when I say supposedly, I had read a book, age 16, about how to do astral projection. Halfway through the book, I fell asleep. My father woke me up about 4 p.m. I looked at him and he basically told me off for being asleep in the afternoon, age 16, and I told him to go away. Basically, we had a small argument and he left. I closed my eyes, placed my head on the pillow, and in an instant, I was sat upright. And before I could finish the thought, I don't remember moving a muscle to get to this position. I was laying back down in the exact same position as I was when I put my head back, but I couldn't move a muscle. I was completely paralysed. And slowly, I got pins and needles and tingles all over, and the blood came back, my circulation came back, and I was able to get out of bed and rapidly run downstairs to my already angry father and try and explain to him I've just had an out-of-body experience, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, went down like a lead balloon. And when I say supposed astral projection, I mean it happened when I didn't want it to happen. I tried all of the exercises prior to actually just falling asleep, and it happened when I thought I was just going to fall asleep. Interestingly, and Sophia, I'd love to know if you can relate to this at all, the best way I've been ever able to describe the feeling or sensation is by colour, and that's green. Or to be more specific, like when you see oil reflecting off the road when it's a sunny day, like a rainbow feeling, old school calculators when you press the screen, that sort of dark rainbow. Thankfully, in my case, I wasn't trying to escape anything horrific. There was no sensations of fear, other than for the remaining 2 weeks when I feared falling asleep in case it happened again. But once I got past that point, touch wood, everything was fine. But aside from Sophia's minisode being excellent in its own right, I often talk about validators, or things which you know sound authentic. And for me, this was just something I knew was authentic from the way it was described. So thank you, Sophia. And in regards to your other question, yes, by all means, send in your story. If it's a lighter story, it possibly won't be aired, but I'd love to read it regardless. And for anyone, if you have your own paranormal experience, don't forget, email us, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But for now, thank you all for listening to Sophia's minisode, and I will speak to you all again on Friday. Until then, take care.